Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is good, my Am I on the Air fans, fanshees, airshees, whatever you like to call yourselves, I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're here for another brand new edition of Am I on the Air, your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. I'm your host, Don Mega, and I welcome you to the show. It is October the 5th. It's a Wednesday here. Kind of different for an Am I on the Air. We usually come broadcasting live here from the Red Dragons Radio Studios in Tucson, Arizona. But it's been busy. It's been really busy. And got a little sidetracked this week. Got off my guard. Was not able to do a show on Sunday night like we usually do. Monday was extremely busy as well. And last night, honestly, was as well, too. But I found me some time here tonight to get together and bring you a brand new episode. I'm glad I was able to wait a couple days because we've had some pretty cool news drop in the last couple days that we're going to get to and later in the show. That obviously, if I had done the show on Sunday, I wouldn't have those announcements for you. So it just buys me a little bit of extra time to get you up to speed in all the latest and greatest in entertainment news. Tonight's show, it's season 13, episode 12, and tonight's show title is On the Horizon. Yes, it's on the horizon because our movie review of the week is going to be Deepwater Horizon, the brand new true life story of the BP oil rig that blew up and lost a lot of people their lives and was a really, really tragic event. Peter Berg is the director here, and he's an awesome director, man. I got to give it up for Peter Berg. When he buckles down and does like these true story movies, which seems to be his niche right now, it started a couple years ago with Lone Survivor, which also paired him with Mark Wahlberg. Lone Survivor is such an amazing movie, and he really gets his story across. And doing Deepwater Horizon, he did it again. And he's actually teaming with Mark Wahlberg to do Patriots Day, which is another true story based on the Boston Marathon bombing that happened a year or two ago. Which, coincidentally, the new trailer dropped today for that, so we got that up on our Am I on the Air Facebook and Twitter page, so definitely check that out if you haven't seen the Patriots Day trailer. But once again, that's Peter Berg with Mark Wahlberg. So these guys obviously like working together. this here, not only Mark Wahlberg, but we have John Malkovich, you got Kurt Russell, and Kate Hudson playing Mark Wahlberg's wife. Really intense story. They do a great job setting up what Mark Wahlberg's job is, setting up what the Deepwater Horizon is, and then jumping right into the catastrophe that happened. And, you know, without going into spoilers, it's crazy to see why this happened. What were the circumstances behind it? Why did the oil rig, you know, blow up? Why did all the mud come shooting out? It's pretty crazy when you find out why. And, you know, when you stay to the end of the credits and you get kind of that rundown of what happened to all the real people, it's pretty intense. The movie is intense. This thing, when you know, things start exploding and shattering and just collapsing all over the place, it's pretty breathtaking. It puts you right in the middle of it, and it makes you very happy that you were not in the midst of that when this all went down. I saw it with Geeky Pat. We saw it in IMAX, and whew, man, is this a movie to see in IMAX. I mean, it's just, this is an outstanding movie. It's one of these rare movies, too, that I'm going to highly rate it. I'm going to give Deepwater Horizon 4 out of 5 stars. Definitely recommend you check it out. Would I watch it again? I don't know. This is one of those movies that it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to deal with and put up with, being that you know it's a true story. Is it something you want to sit through again? That's the big question here, and I don't know if I could. And I know Geeky Pat said the same thing when we walked out. He was like, that was a great movie, but I don't know if I could sit down and watch it again. I think I probably could, but it's going to be one of those rough ones to get through, man, because, I mean, it's scary. It's really scary. You want to talk about a true-life horror movie, that's Deepwater Horizon. So, but it's excellent. The acting is excellent. Mark Wahlberg did excellent. The directing is excellent. It's just a really outstanding film. I don't know what else I could possibly say at this point. So, like I said, Deepwater Horizon, out of 5 stars, I definitely give it a strong 4 out of 5. Go out, see it, check it out. It deserves to be seen on the big screen. So that's our movie review of the week. We'll get that one out the way. And get into our news of the week. Or basically week and a half. Because it's been a couple extra days. We're running into overtime here as we discuss everything else that's gone on. So let's get right into it. In our everything wrong with category, we got everything wrong with Captain America Civil War, which is really cool. In our honest trailer category, we got honest trailer for Warcraft, which was awesome, by the way. We got a brand new couple, some, well, the start of a bunch of new trailers coming out at you. Number one is King Cobra, a new movie starring James Franco. We have the trailer for 20th Century Women starring Annette Bening and Billy Crudup. We have the new trailer for Fences, starring Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. This right here probably is going to be an Oscar nominee for Denzel Washington. I mean, he looks outstanding in this film, Fences. He also directed it. We have a brand new trailer for Doctor Strange as well. It's only about a minute long. It's not like a full 2-3 minute trailer, but it's about a minute long, but it's actually really cool. You get a little Avengers reference in there, and it's pretty tight. Let's see, we have the brand new Supergirl Season 2 trailer. By the way, Season 2 of Supergirl debuts next Monday on the CW. And speaking of the CW, I have to say, if you watch the CW on Hulu, programming alert, Hulu does not do the CW anymore. The contract expired over the summer, and it officially ran out just a couple days ago. So none of the new shows on the CW will be available on Hulu anymore. You should be able to, if you have cable like Comcast, Cox, Time Warner, you should have a CW on demand, and you can watch stuff through there. The CW also has their own app and their own webpage that will stream the shows 24 hours later, regardless if you have a cable subscription or not. So there is other ways to watch it. I'm a little bummed, though. I mean, I do have cable, so I'll watch it on cable, no biggie. But if I miss it on cable, I usually always follow up on Hulu. And I'm a little bummed that it's not going to be on Hulu anymore. CW did write out a new deal with Netflix, which therefore allows the shows to be streamed in their entirety, the season in their entirety, 2 weeks after the current season ends. So it doesn't help for people trying to watch the new season like the next day, like Hulu did, but at least you can watch the full season a lot quicker once it hits Netflix. 20th Century Fox has made a new deal with IMAX. It's going to put Alita Battle Angel, the next Maze Runner movie, and the new Predator movie, along with an untitled Marvel film, on IMAX screens when they come out. We have another new trailer for... we already talked about that one, sorry. Amazon. I'm really happy about this news. Amazon has greenlit full seasons of Jean-Claude Van Johnson, The Tick, and I Love Dick. So I've watched two out of the three of these. The Tick, I checked out. I was not thrilled with it. I thought it was okay. I will probably give it another chance when the full season releases, but I'm not sold on it. I will check out I Love Dick, but I haven't watched it yet. It's a new show with Kevin Bacon. It's supposed to be pretty funny. My main one here, and my boy Lynx knows about this. I told him all about it. I told him to check it out. We'll see if he did or not yet. But it's Jean-Claude Van Johnson. This here is a comedy action show starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, where basically he plays himself, but after he's done filming his movie for the day, he becomes Jean-Claude Van Johnson, and he's an international spy, like James Bond over here, like going and pulling off missions and stuff. All Amazon has right now for these three shows is the pilots. The pilot for Jean-Claude Van Johnson was awesome, and I was really hoping it was going to get a full season, and I'm happy to see that Amazon has given green lights to all three of these shows. It's cool. Usually Amazon will put out a bunch of pilots, and they'll only pick up like one show for a full season, and everything else is just kind of tossed away. I'm happy to see here that the three big shows they brought out, they're actually green lighting full seasons for all of them. Very, very happy, especially for Jean-Claude Van Johnson. I cannot wait to see that. Moving on, Viola Davis is set to star in Steve McQueen's new upcoming thriller called Windows. We got a bunch of photos from the Spider-Man Homecoming set you can check out of Tom Holland in the suit, out of the suit, whatever. The TV show The Strain. The Strain airs on FX. It's currently in its third season. I'm a fan of this show. I'm a little behind here in the third season. I'm only a couple episodes in so far, but I really liked it. I love the first season. The second season was not as good, but it was okay. Kept me interested, and now I'm getting into the third season. FX has just renewed The Strain for a fourth and final season, which I think is good. As much as I like the show, I think it's run its course, and I think they should kind of wrap it up. So good to see that they have their idea set forward, and they're going to wrap this thing up. So The Strain renewed for a fourth and final season over on FX. Jumanji is currently filming, and The Rock posted a picture of Nick Jonas. Here's the first picture of him on set in the new Jumanji movie. And we've heard some pretty cool ideas about what this new Jumanji movie is. Now, once again, I want to reiterate that Jumanji is not a reboot. It's not a remake of the original, the Robin, classic, Robin Williams classic. This is a sequel. I think it's going to be called, Jumanji, The Adventure Continues or something like that. Now the first set photo came out and it had The Rock and Jack Black and Karen Gillan and, Kevin Hart in the jungle. And everybody was wondering, what's the concept here? What's the context of this picture? And what it seems, now take go with me here. What it seems as is this new version of Jumanji is no longer a board game. It's actually, like a video game. I'm guessing like a PS4 or Xbox kind of game. And there's kids in the movie, and they're playing this game together, maybe online, multiplayer, something like that. And the picture we see of how The Rock looks and Kevin Hart and all of them is what the kids are in the video game. Like, The Rock and all of them are their game avatars, you know? So it's like character select. I'm going to be Dr. Smolder, right? Which is The Rock's character. And, you know, so they're picking them as their character, as their online avatar, and that's what they're going to be inside the Jumanji video game. I don't know about you, but I love the concept of this. I think this sounds super, super cool. I think it lends, from a comedy aspect, a lot of cool stuff, because I can imagine, like, the kid playing The Rock is making The Rock say and do really weird, kind of immature stuff, because it's a kid controlling him, you know what I mean? And I think that would be really cool, especially coming from all four of these different characters, and then now you add Nick Jonas into it. I like it. Hopefully that is what it ends up being. They got to adapt with the times. It's 2016. Not too many people play board games anymore. So I can see this being like a new Jumanji game that is an online game. And this is their avatars. I love that. I hope that's what it ends up being. I can't confirm, but I'm thinking pretty good. That's what we're looking at here. Let's continue. Amy Schumer. She's the first woman to crack Forbes' highest paid comedians list. So congratulations to her. Very well deserved. That was awesome. Last week we had the first presidential debate. I don't usually talk politics, and I'm not going to really talk politics here. The only reason I'm even bringing it up is that there was a record 84 million viewers that watched the debate that Monday night. 84 million. Crazy. And that's as much political stuff as I'm going to get to. We're moving on. NBC has ordered a full season of This Is Us. Now, on last week's show, I talked to you about this show. I told you I recommend it. You know, only two episodes have been out now, and I've watched both, and I absolutely love this show. This Is Us is a show that when I first saw the commercials, I said, nope, no way, no how, I'm not watching this. And somehow, I watched it because I'm a sucker for this shit, and because I do this show, and I try to watch as much as I possibly and physically can to tell you guys about these shows. And I felt like it was my duty because I heard that this show was doing really well in the ratings. And I said, all right, I'll watch it. And I loved the pilot. I loved it. And I was like, man, I can't wait for the second episode. And then I watched it and I loved it again. The show has had big twists in both episodes that have completely caught me off guard. And it's going to continue. It's a really, really good show. And it's out of the box for me personally, just because, you know, I like action shows, I like comedy shows, stuff like that. This is a very heavy drama, and it has me sucked in, and it's got most of America sucked in. This is probably the most watched show of the new shows on network television right now, so no doubt and no shocker here that NBC has ordered a full season of This Is Us, and it's the first new show to get a full season order. So congratulations to This Is Us. We have a brand new trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So that's pretty cool. Check that out. We have the first photos from John Wick Chapter 2. John Wick with his dog looking awesome. This is some pretty cool big news here. You know, I wouldn't even say last year. A couple months ago, we got treated to the live-action Jungle Book movie directed by Jon Favreau. And it was incredible, man. Jungle Book was awesome. And I don't know how they pulled it off, but they did. And so there's been some rumors going around about what's his next project going to be. What's he going to do next? And this fits right into that wheelhouse. Walt Disney Studios has confirmed that Jon Favreau is going to direct a live-action Lion King movie. Yes, it is being fast-tracked. No official release date, but they're moving straight into production. They're going to try to get this thing together and crank out a live-action Lion King movie directed by Jon Favreau. This is excellent because this is going to be just like him making Jungle Book. Now, some people, I mean, my wife even threw this at me, was, how do you do a live action? How do you call it live action if it's all going to be CGI? And it's a great point, and I don't have an answer for it because this movie's definitely going to be CGI. You know, that's the thing with Jungle Book. Jungle Book was 100% CGI except for Mowgli. That little kid, he was the only thing that was real in that movie. I mean, even the trees were CGI. It was incredible, though. It showed you how great our technology has become, and that's what this is going to be. I guess they can call it live action because it's not physically drawn, it's not animated, it's not a cartoon. It's going to look real, but it is going to be CGI with talking animals. So Hakuna Matata, we have a new Lion King movie on its way. Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be hosting an episode of SNL. I believe he's actually the host on this upcoming episode this Saturday, so that'll be pretty cool. That guy is pretty tight. SNL, I'll tell you, man, killed it. Last Saturday was their season premiere with Margot Robbie as the host. Excellent episode. Straight from the beginning, mocking the debate. Alec Baldwin playing Donald Trump. He killed it, man. I swear I was watching Donald Trump on SNL. Kate McKinnon, of course, always doing awesome as Hillary. Great sketches. Margot Robbie killed it in all her sketches. It was an awesome season premiere episode. So if you're looking for some laughs, check out that season premiere of SNL. Let's see here what we got. High Maintenance is a new show on HBO. HBO has just renewed it for a second season. So congratulations there. Jennifer Lawrence, or not Jennifer Lawrence, sorry, bleh, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez is going to judge and mentor dancers on a new NBC dance show called World of Dance. Okay, cool, cool. We also have the new extended season 5 trailer for Arrow, but Arrow premieres tonight, so most of you, probably by the time you listen to the show, if you're into Arrow, probably watched it already. Arrow season premiere is tonight, Wednesday, October the 5th. The Flash came back last night on October the 4th, so I'm glad to see Flash back. Even though, I have to say on a side note, they called last night's Flash episode Flashpoint, and I was really excited about all the cool stuff they could have done. It was not Flashpoint. It was a good episode, don't get me wrong. I'm not bitching about the episode, but I think that they should be reprimanded for calling it Flashpoint, because that, it was not. So, good to see the CW shows returning this week, and like I said, Supergirl will be next Monday. And I think Legends of Tomorrow is next week as well, if not the week after. House of Cards actress Molly Parker is set to star in Netflix's Lost in Space. So that is cool there. That's going to be coming to Netflix once again. You're the Worst, the show over on FX or FXX. I can't remember which one it's on. But You're the Worst has just been renewed for season 4. This is one of my wife's favorite TV shows. She loves the show. I have not seen it, but it's a very highly rated show. So congratulations for that getting season 4. Over on NBC, they're once again talking about, let's turn another movie into a TV show. NBC has plans to bring The Italian Job to the small screen. Yes, The Italian Job, that was a 1969 film, and then it was remade in 2003 with Mark Wahlberg and Charlize Theron. It's getting brought to the small screen. Hey, you know what? I'll take it. I've always wanted a sequel to The Italian Job with Mark Wahlberg, and they never did it. I mean, it had Jason Statham and Seth Green and Edward Norton. It was an awesome movie. So I would be down to see this in a TV version. I'm still loving Lethal Weapon, so sometimes they can make these TV shows work that are adapted off of movies. Big news for all you Smallville fans out there. I love Smallville when it was on for all 10 seasons. You can now finally stream each and every episode of Smallville via Hulu. Yes, Hulu has come through in a clutch and is bringing us Smallville in its entirety. So you can check out and binge some Smallville if you ended up missing it back in the day. If Smallville was on this day and age with Arrow and Flash and everything, that would have been so awesome. Speaking of Smallville, just on a side connection note, the guy that was on Smallville that played Oliver Queen / Green Arrow, and since now we have such a Green Arrow we're so used to, the guy that played Green Arrow on Smallville is in This Is Us. He's one of the main characters on that NBC show we just talked about. So I thought that was kind of funny seeing it come full circle there. Takashi Miike is set to direct a film based on the popular manga JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Ooh, know nothing about that one, so yeah. This is hilarious here, Mr. At Trailing Johnson over on Twitter. Justin Lin is set to... Is it Justin Lin? Yeah, it is Justin Lin. I don't know why I was doubting myself. Justin Lin is set to do a live-action Hot Wheels movie. Yes. Hot Wheels. How do you make a Hot Wheels movie, you ask? I'm asking myself the same thing. So, it's one of those things. You know, we're always trying to adapt and turn in all of our old school favorite things, toys, cartoons, everything, into movies these days. Remember, Hollywood has lost ideas. We don't know what we're doing anymore. So we just... we just turn to things that we used to know. And Hot Wheels, at one point was the biggest toy seller in the world. This is true story. And they decided, let's make a movie out of it. Now, I'll tell you, the plus side to this here is that it's Justin Lin. As you all know, Justin Lin... was the director of so many episodes of Fast and Furious. Lots and lots of Fast and Furious movies. He did Fast and Furious 3, 4, 5, and 6. He's awesome. I mean, he really, really is. And he knows how to film movies with cars. So if anybody's going to make a Hot Wheels movie, I guess Justin Lin is the man for that, right? It might as well be. So we'll see. Don't know much else about it. No guaranteed release date or anything. But hey, like I said, if anybody can get behind a car movie, I'm glad it's Justin Lin there. Mel Gibson is in talks for a new spy movie called Every Other Weekend. Black Panther has just cast a person of interest actor as the villainous M'Baku. Let me see here. Let me get some more details here. Because I believe M'Baku is Manape. I don't know much about the Black Panther comic book. So I'm kind of just going off of, you know, what the article states. But I heard good things about this actor. I don't watch Person of Interest, so I don't know. But Marvel has cast Winston Duke as one of the upcoming movie's villains, M'Baku. Person of Interest actor joins Chadwick Boseman, Lupita Nyong'o, Michael B. Jordan, and Danai Gurira in Ryan Coogler's project. M'Baku is also known as Manape and has been a frequent enemy of Black Panther since his 1969 introduction in the comics. He's one of Wakanda's finest and strongest warriors. Very, very cool. Glad to see more additions to the Black Panther movie. Matt LeBlanc has signed a 2-series deal for Top Gear. Yes, he will host Top Gear with a new series set to air on the BBC 2 and globally next year. So congratulations to him. We got a Peter Rabbit movie coming. Yep, Peter Rabbit with James Gordon voicing Peter Rabbit himself. It's going to be a hybrid of animated slash live action. Stan Lee has already filmed 4 of his next cameos for Marvel. We don't know what movies are for, but they're done and in the books. Sam Neill says that his character, Alan Grant, is probably not returning for Jurassic World 2. Hold on, I'm going to take a drink of water here. Oh, man. Very, very thirsty. So, that sucks. I would like to see Alan Grant return, but I guess not. Maybe we'll save him for the third and greatest Jurassic Galaxy, maybe they'll call it at that point. Mark Wahlberg says that they're going to be not only the return of the Dinobots, but also mini Dinobots in the next Transformers, The Last Night. Mini Dinobots? What? It's going to be awesome. MacGruber 2 is currently being written. Hell yeah, MacGruber! Let's see here. Samuel Jackson states that he thinks S.H.I.E.L.D. will reemerge in the MCU. They were talking to Nick Fury himself about whether S.H.I.E.L.D. is ever going to reemerge in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We know that they're available on the TV side of things, but will they return in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Samuel Jackson says yes. He says he feels definitely that they will return very soon in the movies and everything will be set back to the way it was meant to be. I hope so. I hope that that's what the Infinity War movies are going to help do, is bring everything back full circle and get S.H.I.E.L.D. back to what it needs to be. Hey, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now in its newest season, it's not an organization in the dark anymore. They're bringing it back to light. And they got a new director, and this is their opportunity now to bring S.H.I.E.L.D. back to its glory in the film division. Let's see here. What else do we got? We have the brand new IMAX trailer for Jack Reacher Never Go Back, which comes out in a couple weeks here. I'm so excited for this. We have the Why Him trailer number 2, starring Bryan Cranston and James Franco. This movie looks really funny. Looking forward to this. We have the brand new trailer and poster for Kevin James' new Netflix movie called True Memoirs of an International Assassin. Yes, this is a new comedy, action comedy film. It's a Netflix original movie, and it looks really, really good. It looks really funny. And you can check out the trailer now. It debuts on Netflix in November. Awesome. We have the trailer for Rules Don't Apply. This is official trailer number 2. Misty Knight is confirmed to appear in Marvel's The Defenders. Yes, Misty Knight, who is currently being seen in Luke Cage, which just started streaming on Netflix this past Friday. Her character will be in Marvel's The Defenders, which The Defenders, if you don't know, is going to be like the Avengers team-up of the Netflix characters. You're going to have Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, even possibly The Punisher. We'll see. But yeah, so kind of cool to see The Defenders fleshing out. By the way, if you haven't started watching Luke Cage yet, get to it. Luke Cage is awesome, especially if you're a Marvel fan. First couple episodes are a little slow, but by episode 3, you are up and running. It's an excellent show. Mike Coulter is a perfect Luke Cage. I would love to see Mike make the crossover into the films. I think Luke Cage would be a great addition to the Avengers, especially with his skill set. But it's an awesome Netflix show. Netflix continues to knock it out the park with their Marvel contract. So, yeah, definitely check it out. Now streaming on Netflix. I'm only on episode 6. Trying to watch it with the wife. If I was watching it solo, I would have had this whole thing I'd have the whole thing streamed already. But since she wants to watch it, my timeline's a little skewed now. So, all right, let's see what else we got here. J.J. Abrams said he's hoping for a Portal movie announcement soon. Yes, he wants to make a movie based on the video game Portal. And he says expect an announcement soon. So we'll see. Maybe it's right around the corner. The ratings are looking pretty good for Lethal Weapon, which is awesome because I'm loving it. Lethal Weapon is beating the ratings right now of Designated Survivor, which Designated Survivor was supposed to be the number one new show coming out, but it's actually getting edged out by Lethal Weapon each week. So that makes me happy because I really have no interest in Designated Survivor. But Lethal Weapon has been really, really fun. So glad to see that doing pretty good in the ratings. The villain has been revealed for the 4-part CW superhero crossover. I'm not going to spoil it here because I know some people might get pissed to find out who the villain is. But I'll let you know the article is up. We got it on our Facebook and our Twitter page. So if you're interested to know who the villain is, just go ahead and look it up and find out for yourself. Michael Shannon is joining Benedict Cumberbatch in the new film, The Current War, which is pretty tight. Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley, and Dame Judi Dench are all in talks to join Kenneth Branagh's new Murder on the Orient Express. Yes, he's making Murder on the Orient Express. It's going to be a big, big project. Angelina Jolie was supposed to be on it, and then she dropped out, and now all of a sudden he's got Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley, Dame Judi Dench all lined up. Pretty damn cool. Jared Harris is set to lead AMC's The Terror. Jared Harris will play a 19th century captain who comes face to face with a monster on the first season of AMC's new anthology series. Ooh, I like anthology series. They're trying to do an American Horror Story over here. Going back to Designated Survivor, ABC has ordered full seasons of Designated Survivor and Speechless. So congratulations to these two shows. I do watch Speechless. It is really good. I actually wasn't going to watch this show, but it's about a special needs kid. And quite frankly, my wife is a special needs teacher, and she was very interested in this show. So she had us put it on. We watched the pilot episode, and it was pretty damn funny. And we watched the second episode last week. Just as funny. So it's been added to our rotation. It's a really good show, and I'm glad to see it's doing very well. And ABC has already picked up full seasons of Speechless and Designated Survivor. It's getting kind of in a cool point here now that we got a couple weeks behind us to see what's getting picked up. You know, what we're starting to hear about the ratings. So I like it. Let's see here. Zack Snyder has basically confirmed to us that Deathstroke will be in the Justice League movie. There was a lot of confusion when Joe Manganiello was confirmed and they debuted that little scene of Deathstroke, and then everybody was saying, nope, Deathstroke's only going to be in the new Batman movie. That's it, the new Batman movie. And I even said on this very show, I find that hard to believe that he's only going to be in the Batman movie. I said, they filmed that scene. That was a real scene on a green screen of somebody in a Deathstroke suit. Why would that only be for a Batman movie that hasn't even started filming yet? Zack Snyder posted storyboards of Justice League. And it's got Deathstroke in it. So I don't think he's going to be in it a lot, but he's definitely going to have a scene or two, and I think it's going to be a good introduction to him to lead into the Batman movie that's coming out after the fact. So, there you go. Jessica Alba is set to produce and possibly even star in a new sci-fi series for Fox called Girl 10. So she's going back to her sci-fi roots 15 years later after doing Dark Angel. Ooh, crazy that that was 15 years ago. Lady Gaga is officially headlining the Super Bowl halftime show this year, so that's pretty cool. Let's see here. Let the Right One In, another movie that's being turned into a TV show. It's going to be over on TNT. Let the Right One In has just cast 19-year-old Christine Frosseth. She is going to be the female lead in the TV show. Vin Diesel's teasing that a Fast 8 trailer should be coming really soon. We have full synopsises for future episodes of Supergirl, The Flash, and Arrow that I won't spoil for you, but they're there if you're interested. FX has given Snowfall a full season order. I never even heard of this show, but hey, congratulations to get a full season order. Adventure Quest, Adventure Time. Yeah, Adventure Time. Adventure Time. That's what it... I don't know what the... People watch this show. I think it's stupid as hell. But Adventure Time's quest will end in 2018. It is all done. No more Adventure Time. Wow, wow, wow. We're being told that Jurassic World 2 is going to be scarier and have more animatronics. And it's going to be more suspenseful. I'm excited, man. Hey, I like Jurassic World, and I'm hearing they're really going to ramp up number 2 and make it pretty damn creepy. So, more creepier, the better. So, I absolutely love it. Nashville star Keen Johnson has landed the highly coveted Alita Battle Angel role of the love interest for Rosa Salazar's title character. So, congratulations to him. He rings no bell to me, but hey, man, getting a lead in a film like that, pretty damn cool. Angelina Jolie is in talks to star in Afghanistan war drama called Shoot Like a Girl. Gordon Ramsay is launching a new live cooking competition that'll air on the Fox Network. And from what I'm hearing, it's going to be called, like, the F word or something like that, which I think is just awesome, especially dealing with Gordon Ramsay, because there's a lot of F words when it comes to Gordon and his cooking passion. Zac Efron is bringing a Wall Street Story straight to hell to the big screen, so that's pretty cool. Chris Hemsworth and Michael Shannon are going to star in the new Afghan war drama called Horse Soldiers. Archer, the creator of Archer, says that the animated comedy will end after season 10. I know a lot of people love Archer, so if you're one of those, get ready. Season 10, bringing it to an end. Let's see here. The CW is rebooting Dynasty with the producers of Gossip Girl. I'm just going to leave that there with you. We have the official synopsis for War for the Planet of the Apes. Yes, that comes out next year. I'm so happy to see Caesar return. I love what they've done so far with Rise of the Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. This has been a great series, and I'm sure they're going to kill it with the third one, War for the Planet of the Apes. So I'm not going to read the synopsis. It's there. I don't want to, once again, spoil it for anybody that might take a synopsis as a spoiler. Criminal Minds has just added Damon Gupton as a series regular after, of course, them firing Thomas Gibson a couple months ago. So congratulations to Damon joining the cast there. Also, congratulations to Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, who just welcomed their second child. Aw, so cute. Great couple there. Awesome. Congratulations to them. NBC has scrapped a new comedy series called Mail Order Family after backlash from critics. Yes, no one liked it. Everybody hated it and ripped it to shreds. People were protesting. It was all kinds of crazy. So NBC said, okay, okay, we're not going to air it. So there you go. NBC has also canceled the David Duchovny series Aquarius after two seasons. You know, funny thing with Aquarius, I remember when the show started, I DVR'd like the whole first season and then just never watched it. And then they renewed it for a second season and I was like, damn it, I should have watched Aquarius. And then now I see it was canceled and I say, okay, cool, I don't feel so bad about not watching Aquarius. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are going to score Peter Berg's Patriots Day, starring Mark Wahlberg. So that's a cool, that's a great team right there. They do great scores. So that's an awesome thing that they're going to do there for that. Let's see here. We have the first official teaser trailer, kinda, for the new Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Men Tell No Tales. You can see that now officially on our Facebook and Twitter pages. So check that out if you're interested. If anybody's still interested in the damn Pirates of the Caribbean franchise after five movies, I know I don't give two Fs about that one. SNL returned to its highest season premiere rating since 2008. Very well deserved. Like I told you, that was a great season premiere episode. So that was pretty awesome. Let's see here. What else we got? Box office milestones. Sully has crossed the $100 million mark. Congratulations to Sully. Kind of came out a little under the radar and just had some really solid weeks there and is still pulling in some money, man. So a movie like this crossing $100 million just in the U.S. alone is pretty damn awesome. Let's see here. Filming has officially wrapped on Spider-Man Homecoming, so that's pretty cool there. We're getting one step closer to the new Spider-Man movie coming out. The AMC has announced that a 90-minute version of Talking Dead is going to follow the Season 7 premiere of The Walking Dead. So there you go. We have the first trailer for Chance. It's the first official trailer for the new Hulu drama that's coming out here, so that will be cool. ABC Network has announced that they're going to bring back The Gong Show, and because why not, right? Ben Affleck has revealed the solo Batman movie title. Get ready. You ready for it? The solo Batman movie starring Ben Affleck is going to be called The Batman. Yep, The Batman. That is it. He says there's a chance that they might change it down the road, but he says that is what they've always initially called it. That's what they have down on pen to paper right now, and that's probably what it'll stick to. I think this is cool. Why not? Let's go simple. The Batman. He's The Batman. So I'm looking forward to it. We're getting closer and closer to this thing to start filming. And like I said, the president of Warner Brothers said that he thinks the movie's only about a year and a half out. So let's get cracking on The Batman. Adrian Grenier and Amy Smart are set to star in Hallmark Channel's A Worthwhile Life. Yes. I really want to talk about this, but some people will call this a spoiler. So I won't talk about it. And it sucks, because I really want to talk about it. But anyway, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. If you're watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know that they have announced a new director. Mr. Coulson, Agent Coulson, has stepped down and a new director has taken his spot. Some things were revealed on last week's episode, and now the official identity of who he is has come out. It has not been announced on the show yet, and that's why people would call this a spoiler, because I'd love to see this. I'd love to talk about it, but some people want to find out about it naturally. So I won't spoil it, but the article is up on our Twitter and Facebook page revealing the official identity of the new director on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So if you're interested, check that out. I also have another article up talking about his comic book roots, so you can see what this character really did in the comics. He's actually got a pretty cool arc. So there you go. I won't spoil it. They are going to be remaking the movie Suspiria. and it has just added Chloe Grace Moretz to the cast. So that's pretty cool. She's a great actress and a great addition to any script. Benedict Cumberbatch says that Sherlock could end with the upcoming season 4. So I know a lot of people will be pissed about that. Cameron Cuff is going to play Superman's grandfather on Sci-Fi Channel's new series, Krypton. So yeah, Krypton coming soon to this Sci-Fi Channel. You know, I'm a massive Superman fan, and I just don't know if I'm going to be able to watch the Krypton show. I just, without being Superman and being based on like his grandparents, like, I don't know, man. And being on the Sci-Fi Channel just kind of creeps me out too, so I don't know. We'll see how it pans out. Luke Cage villain. He plays Cottonmouth over on Luke Cage. Marshala Ali. He just joined that Alita Battle Angel movie as well. So congratulations to him. I think he's phenomenal as Cottonmouth over on Luke Cage. So yeah, he's got a bad guy role in Alita Battle Angel. And I love it. So Westworld just debuted over on HBO this past Sunday. And it gave HBO its biggest premiere in nearly 3 years. Awesome stuff right there. I have not had a chance to watch it. It's on my DVR. I'm looking really forward to it. But I know my boy Friggins watched it and he really liked it. So I'm looking really forward. I hear good things. A lot of people tuned in, obviously. So congratulations for Westworld giving HBO its biggest premiere in 3 years. I don't want to say shocking news, but interesting news. It's been confirmed that Jon Bernthal has started filming Marvel's The Punisher. Yes, Punisher. We knew Jon Bernthal made his debut as The Punisher in Daredevil Season 2. And they shortly after Daredevil Season 2 came out, and all the positive word was going around about how awesome Jon Bernthal was as The Punisher, was that Punisher was going to get his own TV show on Netflix. And it started filming a couple days ago. Like 2 days ago, Monday, it just started filming. And that's pretty cool, because I don't know where this is going to fit in the timeline. Because I was told that literally after, because Iron Fist just finished filming, or it's getting ready to finish filming, that after Iron Fist was going to be the Defenders. So now to see that they're filming the Punisher, I don't know. Are they getting the Punisher out the way so then he could maybe join up with the Defenders? I'm thinking that's where this is going. So good to see that they're moving forward and started filming on the Punisher TV show for Netflix. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is coming to Disney California Adventure Park next summer. So that's pretty cool there. They took one of the existing rides and turned it into the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which is pretty awesome. We officially know now when Iron Fist is coming. Yes, you know, usually when you watch the current Netflix Marvel show, they kind of start letting you know about the next one. And a little announcement teaser came out and let us know that Iron Fist is set to premiere on March 17th, 2017. So no shocker here that March 17th would be the release date. March 20th, I think, of this current year is when Daredevil Season 2 came out. So it seems to be that they like that October, November, March kind of release date schedule. Put something out at the end of the year, put something out more in the beginning of the year. So Iron Fist hitting us strong in March, which would then lead me to believe that The Punisher will be the one coming out in the end of September or October. So there you go. You can actually, we posted the little teaser as well, so you can see. It's nothing much. It's like a little lamp, and the smoke comes out, and it shapes into the Iron Fist logo. And then it says, 3-17-17, to give you the mysterious announce date. Ryan Phillippe's TV show, Shooter, which of course is based on a movie also, starring Mark Wahlberg. Shooter, the TV series, is set to premiere this November. It was actually supposed to premiere back in July, but then there was all kinds of those snooper shootouts that happened over in Paris and all kinds of stuff. So USA pulled the show back, and it's now officially coming out next month in November. We have the Voltron Season 2 trailer you can check out. We also have the new teaser trailer for Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, which is also coming to Netflix as well. Hey man, sooner or later Netflix is going to be all you need. Speaking of Netflix, once again, The Last American Horror Story season five, Hotel. Hotel is now streaming on Netflix as well. It's also streaming on Hulu, I think even on Amazon. So if you missed Hotel, which I actually did, I only watched the first episode of Hotel and then missed the rest. So now I can go and get caught up. Speaking of American Horror Story, FX is also just greenlit Season 7. So yes, it is continuing and not slowing down, man. American Horror Story is killing it. Season 7 coming soon. Timeless. So some new shows debuted this week. Timeless and Conviction both debuted on Monday. Timeless got off to a decent, fair start. Conviction, they say they're disappointed in the opening ratings for that one. Which sucks, because I'm actually looking forward more to Conviction than I am Timeless. I actually have both of these on my Hulu ready to watch. I have not watched either yet, though. But I'm looking forward to seeing Conviction because its stars are oh so hot. Hayley Atwell, who of course played our great Agent Carter in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's leading this new show, Conviction, and I think it looks pretty cool. Timeless also looks pretty decent. About time travel and fixing the past and all that kind of good stuff. We'll check them both out and we'll see what happens. But yeah, it says Timeless off to a fair start. Conviction, not so much. January, we'll see the premiere for Black Sails final season, their fourth and final season. This is really cool. I'm a big fan of NBC's America's Got Talent. I haven't always been. I've actually only watched the last 3 or 4 years of the show. I actually started watching when Howard Stern became a judge, and I think he did it for about 3 years. And then he left this past season, and Simon Cowell came on and added to the judging table. And I love Simon Cowell. I mean, he was one of the reasons that I watched American Idol. He was the reason I switched over and watched The X Factor when he brought that to the U.S. He joined America's Got Talent, and I thought he was a great addition to the cast. He just signed up for 3 more seasons of America's Got Talent. So that's cool. It shows he had a great time on the show and he wants to be back. So great job. I'm happy. Simon Cowell coming back for 3 more seasons of America's Got Talent. Director Jay Roach has been added to direct Intelligent Life, a new DreamWorks project that will be coming out. Disney has announced a live-action Mulan movie. It's going to be coming in 2018. So, no shocker there. We know that they're moving quick on adapting live-action versions of all the Disney movies. Hugh Jackman teases that Wolverine 3 is going to be very different in tone. He says you're going to be really shocked when you see the film. Rachel McAdams in talks to star opposite Rachel Weisz in a new romantic drama called Disobedience. We have an article up with all the Easter eggs and Marvel references that are in Luke Cage. So if you've already binged and you want to check this out, read this article. I actually haven't even read this article yet because, like I said, I'm only on episode 6 yet. I've already picked up a lot of little Easter eggs and references, but I'm going to wait till after I finish the show before I check out this article here. We have the brand new trailer for Get Out. I haven't had a chance to even watch this yet. I posted it, and I haven't watched it yet, but I've had a bunch of people tweet me and write me on Facebook and stuff saying that this trailer is really creepy, so I really need to watch it. And the cool thing is this movie's actually directed by Jordan Peele. Yes, Peele from Key and Peele, the comedy duo. He wrote and directed this horror movie, and it's going to come out from Blumhouse Pictures. It's called Get Out, and supposedly it's pretty damn crazy, and I need to watch this damn trailer, that's for sure. Ben Affleck's new directorial movie, Live by Night, has just joined the awards race with an earlier release. The movie was supposed to come out in January, and it's going to get a limited release at the end of December, so it could be considered for awards nominations, so that's pretty cool there. Nicholas Hoult is in talks to play Nikola Tesla in the movie The Current War. Jane Goldman, who is one of the screenwriters of Kingsman: The Golden Circle, which is, of course, Kingsman: The Secret Service 2. She says that Kingsman 2 will be even crazier than the first. That's awesome and gets me really excited. Also, check out the trailer for The Hollow Point, starring Ian McShane, Lynn Collins, and Patrick Wilson. We have Everything Wrong with The Witch in 12 minutes or less. We have the Honest trailer for the Flash TV series. This was actually really, really funny, by the way. We got big breaking news that just happened today, which made me very happy that I hadn't recorded the show yet. Wolverine 3. We know Wolverine 3 is coming out next year. We knew it was coming out in March. The exact release date has been announced that it will be released on March 3rd, 2017. So 3/3/17. And we have an official title and official poster for the new movie. The movie is officially titled Logan. Yes, just plain old Logan. Of course, for those of you that know the character Wolverine, Logan is his original name. It's his real name, his alter ego, so to speak. You know, when my wife was pregnant with my daughter, who at the time we didn't know the sex, I thought I was going to have a little boy, and his name was going to be Logan. I was really pushing for that. I was, even when I found out I was a girl, I said, we could still use Logan. I love the name Logan. And so this is pretty cool here that they're going to go with a very simple title. And the poster debuted, which is a close-up of Wolverine's hand with the claws out, with what looks like a little girl's hand holding on to his. It's a very simple poster, but if you look closely, you can see the scars on Wolverine's hand. His arm is jacked up. It's a really, really cool poster. And if you're following us on Instagram, you would have seen this poster already. So make sure you follow us on Instagram. We also posted it on Facebook this morning as well, the Logan poster. So, yes, the third and supposedly final Wolverine movie, the final film with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, is officially titled Logan and will be in theaters March 3rd. They also released a page of the script, which shows it is definitely rated R, but it talks in there about Logan being, you know, it's in the future, he's getting old, and his healing abilities just aren't what they used to be, and he's got to kind of play it a little bit more careful than he used to back in the day. And I get a sense of that from that poster, because like I said, his arm is pretty scarred up, and it's got cuts on it still, and it doesn't look like he's healing as quick as we used to. So I'm very enticed, man. I hope that because this poster dropped that we're going to get a teaser trailer here in the next couple weeks, and of course, we'll have it here first for you guys. We also have the new trailer for Allied, starring Brad Pitt. We have the new Patriots Day trailer, like I talked to you about earlier, about the Mark Wahlberg movie directed by Peter Berg. We have the new Red Band trailer for 17, which this movie was called The Edge of 17. Now it looks like it's been retitled to just 17. We have the teaser trailer for Jackie, the new movie starring Natalie Portman. We have the new trailer for Sleepless, a new action movie starring Jamie Foxx. We have the first 12 minutes of Batman Arkham VR. Yes, VR. So yeah, Batman VR. I'm interested in this game a lot. I really want the VR for the PlayStation, but I didn't even know when the pre-order started for this thing, and I missed it, and now the damn PlayStation VR is completely sold out on all pre-orders, so I'm not going to get my hands on this at launch, which was something I wanted to, but you can watch the first 12 minutes of Batman Arkham VR right now on the IGN website, I believe. We also posted a link to it. I think this game's going to be pretty kick-ass. You can actually be Batman, put on the cowl, fight crime, walk into the Batcave. I think it looks pretty damn sweet. So check out the first 12 minutes right now. Let's see here. We also have a new trailer for Officer Down, which is also based on the comic. Looks cool there. Oh, pretty cool news. Warner Brothers announced today as well that they're going to be releasing an extended cut of Suicide Squad. This makes me very excited. I love extended cuts. This version is going to have 13 extra minutes attached to it. Hopefully some more Joker. They also released today an extended cut trailer to show some new stuff. There's some new Harley Quinn footage in there. So an extended cut trailer has been released. We posted that up on Twitter. And the new extended cut of Suicide Squad is going to hit digital in mid-November and then Blu-ray in like early December. So there you go. I can't wait to see it. The Blu-ray will contain both the theatrical and the extended cuts. Three actresses have read for the Han Solo movie female lead. Zoe Kravitz, Naomi Scott, and Tessa Thompson have all reportedly read for the Han Solo female lead. So, hey, great selections here. Tessa Thompson, who's just on a roll. She did Creed. She just filmed Thor Ragnarok. She's on the it list right now for sure. Zoe Kravitz is a good addition. I'm not too familiar with Naomi Scott, but hey, I think this is all three good things to lead with. So, for the Han Solo movie. It is a solo movie. From Dusk Till Dawn's Aiza Gonzalez, who is so beautiful. Ooh. From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV series that is on the El Rey Network. I need to watch this show. I love From Dusk Till Dawn. And kind of on a sidetrack note, From Dusk Till Dawn, the movie with George Clooney. I love it. Oh, yeah. So sorry about that. My phone is ringing. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. All right. And that phone call was brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Sorry about that. Had to pause the recording there for a second as a work phone call came in. And yeah. So anyways, I was saying From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV show, because I love the movie, but there's a TV show over on this El Rey Network. I think it's on season 4 now. I really want to watch it. It's actually on Netflix. I just haven't had a chance, man. Just too busy and I watch too much shit. But she, by the way, is joining Alita Battle Angel. No shocker here, as Robert Rodriguez is the director of Alita Battle Angel, and he's a producer on From Dusk Till Dawn, so why not? So, great addition there. And finally, Gears of War. Yes, it's a big video game. A lot of people love it. Gears of War, the film adaptation, is in the works over at Universal Pictures. So we're going to continue once again to try to make a good video game movie. So we'll see how that pans out. Hey, we still got our hopes for Assassin's Creed in December. All right, so that is our news. We've got you up to speed. Let's head on over to new releases and box office. On DVD and Blu-ray as of right now, because these all came out yesterday, X-Men Apocalypse and The Purge Election Year. Funny thing is, I bought both of these, so thank you, Amazon. In theaters on Friday is going to be The Girl on the Train and The Birth of a Nation. Here's your weekend box office. Coming in number 10, it's Snowden with $2 million. Number 9 is Bridget Jones' Baby with $2.3 million. Number 8 is Don't Breathe with $2.4 million. Number 7 is Queen of Katwe with $2.6 million. Number 6 is Masterminds with $6.6 million. Not too hot there. That was its debut. Number 5 is Sully with $8.4 million. Number 4 is Storks with $13.8 million. Dropping from number 1 to number 3 is The Magnificent 7, coming in number 3 with 15.7 mil. Coming in number 2, it's a debut. I gave you the review earlier than the show. Deepwater Horizon comes in number 2 with 20.6 million. And your number 1 film in its debut is Tim Burton's latest film, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. Debuted at number 1 with a nice 28.5 mil. Yeah, so good stuff there all the way around. And once again, that will do it, ladies and gentlemen, for this latest edition of Am I on the Air? Thanks so much for tuning in. Keep your eyes out on Red Dragons Radio for all the great networks, all the great podcasts that are on there. I think we're going to get a new Am I Still on the Air up in the next couple days. Might be working on something here with Geeky Pat, maybe even later tonight. So we'll see how that goes. Possibly even a new Red Dragons Assemble. So we're going to have to see. We've been having some technical issues with recorders. Skype has been blocking down a lot of recorders lately and causing a lot of issues. So we'll see if we're able to record. But that is the plan, is to get some stuff done. So thanks once again for listening. Our official webpage is amiontheair.com. You can follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Once again, you can follow us on Instagram. You can see cool things like the Logan poster. So definitely follow us. Just look us up, Am I on the Air? We're available on iTunes, so download, rate, and subscribe to us over on the iTunes platform if you're on iOS. If you're on Android, the best thing for you to do is Google Play Music. Yes, Google Play Music not only has the best music out there for you to listen to, but it also gives you podcasts, just like Am I on the Air. So search for us on there. We're also available on Stitcher, Spreaker, and TuneIn. We're available on YouTube, so subscribe, youtube.com/AmIOnTheAir. And, yeah, So we'll be here again. I don't know when I'll do the next episode, because since this is coming out on a Wednesday, it'd be kind of silly for me to do another episode on Sunday. So maybe I'll skip a Sunday and we'll do it the following Sunday to get back on schedule. So I'll let y'all know how that pans out. Just keep your eyes peeled on the Twitter stream and, of course, Facebook and everything else. And, of course, Red Dragons Radio, reddragonsradio.com. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. Our great affiliates over there streaming us 24/7 on demand. So my name is Don Mega. I've been happy to host this show and get you caught up to speed in the latest and greatest of entertainment news. This puts this episode in the books. And until next time, y'all, peace!
Bye, Daddy. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!